With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore, bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. With Valentine's Day passing recently, roses are the theme of the week. Rose bushes are typically hybrids between multiple species. This is for several reasons, but the primary reason is disease resistance. Powdery mildew can ravage species roses in wetter environments, and hybrid roses will have at least a little resistance to this disease. Hybrid roses are often labeled as tea roses in garden centers. These will bloom multiple times during the year, whereas most species roses will bloom only once. Pruning roses can be a daunting task with all the thorns, but it's not as complicated as it initially seems. The way you prune will depend on if you want a shaped rosebush or an open one. In shaped rose bushes, you might need to leave in some non-productive branches for the benefit of the overall structure. In open rose bushes, you remove all of the dead wood, leaving in only productive branches. You can tell a productive branch from a non-productive one by the color. Productive will still be reddish-green, while non-productive will be gray or white. In order to have a good shape, some productive branches might also need to be pruned. You will want to take these branches back to the nearest bud to the size you want in order to allow for flowering on that specific branch. Deadheading is the act of removing old flowers on a shrub to encourage repeated blooming. Not all rose bushes will bloom more than once during the year. The way that you can tell if your rose bush will bloom multiple times is to look at the fruits. The fruits of rose bushes are called rose hips, and these will grow at the base of pollinated flowers after the petal drop. If you have a multiple bloom rose bush, they will not produce rose hips, or produce rose hips that are very small. Once the petals drop, a dried up flower head remains. These detract from the attractiveness of the shrub and should be cut off to allow new blooms to take their place. If your bush produces rose hips, the fruits will create visual interest and are edible, being most often used in teas. Just watch out for the seeds. One disease that is making the rounds is called rose rosette. This is a virus spread by soil-borne mites and pruning equipment. The disease manifests as many smaller, insubstantial thorns at the top of the rosebush, new red growth that never greens up, and witch's brooming, which leads to the eventual decline and death of the shrub. There is no cure for the virus, so prevention is the best way you can keep your rosebushes healthy. If your rosebush does have rose rosette, pruning equipment can transfer the virus from diseased shrubs to healthy shrubs. It's important to sanitize pruning equipment with something like rubbing alcohol before moving from one bush to another in order to keep your healthy shrubs uninfected. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.